Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwartz dictating a last report on Joan Logan, date of birth 8/16/1951, date of procedure March 8, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwartz. Referring physician is Dr. Felicia Jacob. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with balloon dilation from 10 to 12 millimeters and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, comma. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Appeared possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perversion, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions. Tissue movements. We will explain to the patient the patient's breaths and masks. We place in left lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated limb. Sedated. Present to the esophagus and advance into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum. Both second portion of the duodenum. Stomach G junction and esophagus. Period. A retroflex is obtained at the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal. Air resection from the stomach. Period. A 10 to 12 millimeter balloon, CRE balloon dilator wire was introduced through the working channel of the scope and advanced into the stomach. It was brought back into the esophagus where the stricture was in the middle of the balloon. The balloon was dilated up from 10 to 12 millimeters, holding at each level for about 30 seconds, period. The balloon was deflated after each millimeter increase, after 12 millimeters. There was evidence of a small mucosal rent at the 3 o'clock position, period. The balloon was then removed from the working channel of the scope and air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was an unremarkable upper and mid esophagus, period, at the distal esophagus at approximately 35 centimeter from the bite block. There was noted to be, again, a strictured area that appeared more patent than previously, period. The stricture was dilated from 10 to 12 millimeters in 30-second intervals, reevaluating the mucosa after each millimeter increase, period. There was evidence of a small mucosal rent after the 12-millimeter dilation, period. There was an unremarkable gastric mucosa, period. On retroflexion, there did appear to be an abnormal wrap anatomy. With evidence of a hiatal hernia present, period. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2, period. In the stomach, there was noted to be a diminutive gastric polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy, period. Next line plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Continue. PPI BID. Next line. Patient is scheduled to return in 1 month for reevaluation and continued dilation. Next line, follow-up barium esophagram. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.